Two humorous nurses would like to acknowledge the true custodians of the land in which we record our podcast, the Yorta Yorta people.
We pay our respects to elders past and present and extend our respects to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders listening today. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Humorous Nurses with Kelly and Alicia.
I just did a really big breath while you were saying that. I wonder if it'll come out like side out. Two Humorous Nurses with Kelly and Alicia.
Lucky it's a debrief and we don't take these very seriously.
Hi. It's like by the time this goes out, unless I can pull my finger out and it comes out in 2 days, it could be April.
Well, these don't really get much editing.
End of March. No, that's true. I'll be able to do it tomorrow night. So it's Monday and I'll have it out on Wednesday. Guaranteed. It's Monday the 25th. And I did Pilates tonight and I didn't cry. It could be the first time in over a week. Oh, okay. Can I tell you the most traumatic thing that's ever happened to me ever as a human and mother?
Is this when Amelia had to get her needle?
Yes. So my daughter has terrible psoriasis. It runs in our family. And I took her to my favourite GP and I was like, it's getting worse. The cream's not working. Do I need a new cream? And he's like, oh, she probably needs a blood test to rule out.
You weren't thinking she needed other things.
Well, I did, but I was like, my kid's like fucking needle phobic beyond belief. When the last time we tried when she was four, she ran out of the bathroom onto the hospital car park screaming.
When she was four?
Yep.
Why didn't you just pin that shit down?
Well, Cam let her go. And I thought the door was locked and it wasn't.
Jesus Christ.
Like I'd locked the door.
And does she remember that?
Yes, she does. Oh. So therefore she says, I can't do it. Anyway, so he's like, we really need to rule out like, you know, any other reasons for it, like celiac, and we have that in the family, iron deficiencies, thyroid, all that shit. So, right. So I'm like, right, blood test. So I convinced Amelia that she can have blood test.
You convinced her that she can have one.
She agreed. We picked a day.
What were the terms?
Just that she would have one.
There was no deal made.
Nah, I was like, you're old enough now. Like you're 11 years old.
Yeah.
You can pull yourself together. Plus you have to have needles next year, so you might as well do it now. So we talked about it when she came into the unit on Wednesday that she comes to work after school. We put a tourniquet on her and I felt and there
like
was
practice.
A decent vein and I was like, you'll be fine. No problem at all. No problem at all.
Yeah.
We go in there. It's Friday. It's like just after 4 o'clock. And I say to the – and obviously I know the pathology team like really well.
Yeah.
And I say to them
– I've got a doozy for you.
And it was the same people that were there when she ran out like
oh,
6 years
God.
Ago, 11, 5, 7 years ago, whatever it is. So, Amelia, we get her on the chair. She puts a tourniquet on. Carmen puts a tourniquet on. And Amelia's looking at me and she goes from just a nervous – look to absolute horror anxiety in her eyes. Like the look on her face changed and I thought, fuck. And then she just starts screaming. Oh,
like
no! No!
Oh, fuck.
I changed my mind! And then Carmen just...
You're like, at what point, you don't actually get a say in this.
And then Carmen kind of, she didn't grab her, she just sort of held her arm.
Because she didn't want her running out into traffic.
And we talked about, like, do not leave the room. So that set Amelia off. So I said, don't touch her. And I just put my hands on her shoulders and I was like, breathe, look in my eyes, breathe in for four, out for four, calm down. Like, no one's touching you. No one's putting the needle near. And she was looking at, like, kind of like you've got those needles in your hand. And I was like, no one's going to do this without your permission. Like, you know, so calmed her down about 20 minutes. And then Carmen's like, all right, give me your arm.
Did you think at that point it was over? Like there was no way she was coming back off that ledge?
No, not yet.
Yeah.
And so then Carmen sort of said, oh, like sort of grabbed her wrist. And when I say grab, I don't mean by any force at all.
Just
sort of grabbed her wrist and said, let me have another look. And Amelia just shot off the chair, right, to the door.
God.
And I was like, do not leave this room. And I pinned her against the wall and she's screaming, nobody touch me!
Oh my fucking God.
And I'm like, oh my God. And by this point,
you're like, this is a core memory.
Yeah, but I was like trying not to be angry because I knew this wasn't her just being dramatic.
No, of course.
She was like full and like
panic.
JoJo's there, the grandma. We, you know. Anyway, so I talk her over. I get her back in the chair. And Carmen's like, I'm going to leave the room. I was like, thanks.
Great, see ya.
And then when Carmen leaves the room, Amelia says, you can do it. And I was like, oh.
I don't want to.
I was like.
You're like, if she can be brave, then I can too.
I was like, but I might need Carmen in the room. And she's like, no, only you and JoJo. But she's still very upset, hyperventilating, mm-hmm. like almost vomiting. Like we had to get her a vomit bag. Like she's having this, she's sweating.
Oh.
And I was like, anyway, I look at JoJo because at this point I've also cracked the shits a little, right, beyond my control. And I've grabbed our phones and I'm like, right, well, let's fucking go home. If you're not having it done, that's it. And she goes to grab her phone and I said, no phone, no iPad, no technology, nothing until you have a blood test.
Yeah, I would be fucking losing it too.
And I took it off her and she looked at me and I said, no, you're old enough to do this. Mm. And I said, I'm trying not to be angry at you right now. And I said, but you're making it very hard. And we need to do this. And then I said, no. And I put everything down. I said, actually, we're not leaving. We are not leaving until you get this done. And you have about 5 minutes until I'm like, you know. And so then she's like, I do want it. I really do want it. I'm sorry. I want to do it, but I'm so scared. I keep overthinking and my brain keeps thinking it's going to hurt so bad. I said, you got a paper cut 2 days ago that you were still whinging about. It is not going to hurt that much. You know the cramps that you get in the middle of the night where you were like screaming in agony? It's not even going to hurt anywhere near that. And Joe's like, she's on my part. And she's like, oh, yeah. I remember that time you fell over at Camp Grey's Janine. Not even going to hurt that bad. And she's like, how long will it take? And I was like, if you hold still, it'll take 15 seconds,
mm-hmm.
like 3 tubes to fill.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. All right. And she's like, count to 10. So I'm like, can I put the tourniquet on and make sure the vein is still okay? No needles,
yeah.
Just tourniquet, just touching your arm. Also, I need to clean it a bit before we go and see. You said no alcohol. And I said, yep, no, I'm just going to use a wet cotton wool ball, but I need to like get it.
Yeah.
Need to make sure it's clean. And so I put it on and she's like, count to 10. So I'm like, count to 10. And then I turn around. I count to 10 in my head.
Yeah.
Because I was like, very much like ready to punch her.
Ready to go for an 18.
Joe's like, now, Amelia, maybe while mum's turned around, like maybe you can just put your arm out so that when she turns around, your arm's out and you're ready. Mm-hmm. Like you're ready. And I can hear her. Amelia's like, I'm trying. Like, anyway, I turned around and I was like, you ready? And she's like, 10, count to 10 again. Oh. I was like, I've got about 2 more count to 10s in me. So I was like, while I get everything ready, you count to 10.
Yeah.
So JoJo's hugging her and I really needed that extra pair of hands, right, to hold her arm. And I said to JoJo's like, I'll hold her wrist.
Mm-hmm.
Amelia, and she's like, you hug into me. And I'm like, right, when I do this, Amelia, do not move. I don't care how much it hurts. It's not going to hurt much, but if you move,
it'll hurt way more.
Yeah. And I said,
and then we'll have to do it again.
Yeah, and I was like, please don't move. You hold as still as you can. Like, you just be as brave as you can.
You got one shot at this.
And she's like, okay. And so then I have everything. I'm ready to go. She's like, all right. And I was like, all right, I'm gonna count. And so I just go one and stick it in.
You asshole.
She goes, oh my God, that hurts. And JoJo's like, yeah, but it's okay, isn't it? It's okay. And I'm like, stay still. Change the tube. Stay still. And I see the flow slowing and I was like, I really need to take that tourniquet off. But if I do it, like I'm going to drop my kidney dish with stuff. I don't want Joe to let go of her arm and I didn't want to let go of the needle.
So you've got one hand on the needle and one hand on your tube.
Yeah, because I had a butterfly.
Yeah.
And I just didn't have it I didn't have the kidney dish in a very good spot, sort of resting, in the path in the chairs. And not ideal.
Yeah, you can't use the bed as a table.
Yeah, that's right. So then I flicked it over. I thought, oh, that's enough in the gold tube. Flicked it over to the purple tube. And I was like,
specimen didn't hemorrhage.
Yeah, so Amelia's like, it's taking a long time. It really hurts. And then JoJo goes, Amelia, I've got something in my back pocket. See if you can reach and get it. And she's like, oh, not now, JoJo. Anyway, I get the rest into the tube and I take the tube off the vacutainer and then I'm looking at the needle thinking, it's like my nurse brain left and my mum brain kicked in, right? Mm. I had the shakes and I was like, how do I retract the needle? Anyway, tourniquet's still on. I just pull the needle out of her arm. Fucking blood goes everywhere. Joe's like, oh! She grabs a cotton wool ball.
I imagine at this point you weren't thinking very clearly.
No, I wasn't. And I was looking at this butterfly like, how do I retract the needle? I mean, how many times you accidentally retract the needle when you're putting it in? Anyway, I undo the tourniquet. Joe's like mopping up the blood. She's saying, don't look yet, don't look yet. Like blood just went all down her arm. I yell, calm, and then I'm ready. And she comes in. And I said, I don't, and I'm like literally shaking like a leaf. I said, I can't work out how to retract the needle. Pam comes to the door.
I could just imagine you like red face, sweating, like fanning yourself.
Pam comes to the door. She's like, are you okay? I was like, no, and I'm like full shaking. And I was like, fucking hell. I was like, Carmen's like, Amelia, you were so brave. I was like, what about me?
Where's my sticker and Molly?
Anyway, Amelia's like pulled herself together. And I was like, you did a great job. She's crying. I'm crying.
Fuck, what's JoJo doing? Thinking you're all nuts?
She's just like traumatized, I think, by the whole situation. So then we get out. JoJo goes home. Amelia gets an Easter egg from our little stash at work. And then we get in the car and I had to go to Pilates, right? Because I was not giving up Pilates. I
can't believe you did this.
So she's like, can I go to Woolies and get a treat? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, actually, instead of going to Woolies to get a treat, can I go to like the our local shop. House shop and get the jelly cap teddy bear thing, right? And I was like, oh my God, how much is that? $55.
Yeah.
She rorted me, right? And then she went and bought two High Smile toothpaste because they were on special. Rorted me while I was like in place. So I get into Pilates.
What, you hysterical?
I am like, I get in there and I'm like still crying. But I have two responses to adrenaline.
Yeah.
I cry or I shit myself. So thank fuck I wasn't shitting myself. And I get in there. It's like a full class. Most of them are like my work, people from my work.
I know, it's all, so weird how many people from work.
All of us, right? Six beds worth of
stuff.
My work stuff. And I am lying there. Actually, no, the lady next to me, never met her before, right?
Oh, right.
So she comes in, I'm all red-eyed. Michelle's like, are you okay? And I, like my instructor, and I said, just ignore me. So she's pretty good at doing that. And I lay on the thing and I just cry. At one point, At one point, I was sobbing so hard. And I.
I'm just picturing you on the Pilates reformer, like doing a leg movement, going. And going.
We were doing something and I was like wiping away tears. My makeup was like all over my face.
You're so ridiculous.
I know. I know. Anyway, it was so
That is just
honest
like,
to God, it was the most traumatic
you
experience.
You can't make this shit up.
We get in the car to drive home and Amelia says to me, I don't know, she said something and then I just start bawling and she's like, I'm so sorry I made you sad. I'm like, it's not you, it's just not normal to stick a needle in your own child. She's like, you do it every day. I said, yeah, not to you.
Just and metaphorically.
I was like, I'm okay, I'm just on fire, my body's like adrenaline on fire, I'm okay, right?
Fuck.
I go Saturday morning to Pilates too, right, because I'm a fucking sucker for punishment. It's a different instructor, so Michelle, I just whine the whole time. Right? Mm-hmm. I also cry regularly. There are certain movements that we do that just inflict tears in me.
Oh.
A, it hurts a lot, but B, I don't. I think that our legs are in the stirrups and our pelvis is open and I feel like it's just a release, right? Also, tonight we did that movement. I didn't cry, but I said as my legs were up and my knees were bent and I was trying to pass the ball behind my legs, I'm surprised I don't fart more in this class. Because this is a very vulnerable position, using your ab muscles.
I thought you were going to make a sex joke.
No, I make them all the time. Oh, she's like, on all fours, and I was like, doggy style, everyone.
You're that girl now.
Yeah. But in the other instructor's class, it's very quiet.
I know, it's very
no
different.
No one talks, and they're very heavy. And the lady next to me was using a lot of heavy springs, and she was much older, so then I was trying to keep up. And there was no crying, but there was an awful lot of sweating.
And maybe some like, moaning.
No, I didn't even do that. I was like internally just like screaming.
I did PT the other day and I made sounds that I've only heard when I'm in labour.
Why do we do this? Michelle's like, everyone having fun? Oh, God.
Like, every time my PT's like, how are you feeling? I'm like, do you want the truth? Like, I'm not sure what you want from me.
I'm always like, fuck, this is terrible. See you tomorrow. Yeah.
Or he goes, how's that? I'm like, yeah. I don't want to tell you. And then I made the mistake of telling him that I pulled up okay after our last one. And then he got me to do this exercise and he goes, how's that feeling? And I said, I think I'm working out my entire internal, like, everything that's – I can't even explain. I'm like, there are muscles inside me that are working right now.
Like, yeah, that's the point. Like,
and he goes, what do you mean? I'm like, you know.
In me. But the first time I did Pilates, I said to Michelle, I think we broke my like uterus area. Like, I'm in so much pain. She's like, Kelly, it's called your pelvic floor. you did it well. And I was like, I don't know if I can do this. It's not good. Anyway, fucking love Pilates. And like someone was telling me today, it's like a somatic response. Like, you can do yoga for like emotional release. Mm-hmm. And so for me, obviously Pilates, plus it's also a very safe space. Like, literally no one judges me for crying in there.
It's so good. What do you mean? For judging you for what? For exercising?
No, for crying. Oh. While I exercise. None of them. All of us whinge tonight. Someone else was whinging more than me and I was like, suck it. But anyway, it's good.
I love it when people make more noises than you and you think, yeah. Thank you. You know, that
could
be me. Do I
need to put the springs up? Am I doing this hard enough?
I think I'm glad it's not just me that's struggling.
Yeah. She was like, right, everyone, two reds except for you, Kelly, one red. And I was like, I'm strong. Mm-hmm. And she's like, it's leg and straps. And I was like, fair enough. I'm just going to do one rep. Might just do a green, actually. Like, because that's one that always makes me cry. Anyway, so that was my traumatic event. One of quite a few this week, as it would turn out.
Yeah, which we can't talk about.
For legal reasons. Allegedly.
Kelly signed an NDA. She's treating a celebrity.
Imagine if that was true. That's not true. There's no celebrities. Princess
John
Kate.
John Farnham owns a farm about an hour away. Yeah. Is he still alive?
Yeah, apparently. Princess Kate's coming for her chemo with us. She doesn't want to be noticed. So.
Yeah, well, that's why she's come to it.
Anyway, I stabbed my kid with a needle. What did you do?
I've done fuck all. Yeah. I feel like it's Groundhog Day at my place. Right. At
the living
moment.
The mid-maternity leave, like, life.
I feel
now.
I would be if Lockie would sleep more than 40 minutes at a time during the day, because I feel like he goes down for a sleep. I might do the dishes or make myself a cuppa and then play with Ollie for 10 minutes and then he wakes up. And that happens four times a day at the moment. It's killing me slowly.
But
I don't know. It's just, we're just getting through it. It's good fun now. Like he started crawling.
I know. How old? He's not even 6 months,
is
he?
He's 5.5 months.
Fucking hell.
It is insane. Like, and he's so quick now. Like, he doesn't crawl like on all fours. He commandos.
But
he crawls like Lieutenant Dan. Yes. That's like, he's like on the floor like with one elbow. Yeah. Like, he pulls himself forward.
But he like full gets himself in like plank position. Like, oh, it's not long till he'll be on his knees.
He is on his knees now and he's doing the whole rocking back and forth thing. I'm like, he didn't do this until 10 months.
No.
And she was like a little... just a worm. Like, she didn't even do anything. She just laid there.
She was a bit of a butterball, though.
She was a butterball.
And he's
so different.
It is so different, isn't it?
So different. I can't believe the difference in the two of them.
But how old's Elle's one now? She's walking. She's not even
one
yet, is she?
She's not even one, yeah. She'll be one in a couple of weeks.
I walked at 9 months.
Yeah, well, that's her
I'm
other
an
daughter. Anyway, her other daughter walked at 9 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy.
Amelia didn't walk till she was like... I don't know, nearly 20 months.
Well, Ollie walked to 12 months, but she didn't crawl till like 9 or 10 months.
Yeah, Amelia didn't crawl till she was 12 months. And
but
I was
Ollie
okay
sat
with that.
For ages, which was lovely. She just sat in one spot and played with her toys and was really happy all the time. That was great. And now Lockie's like been sitting for 2 minutes. He literally sat like unassisted and then a week later he's crawled. Like, I can't keep up. My head's spinning. His legs are so
strong.
He's
going to need a baby cage.
Yeah, it's at my old mum's. I've got to go pick it
up. Yeah, you need to trap him. Because you're going to turn around to, like, put something in the bin and
come
back.
Oh, you mean
a
cage?
Like,
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I've got one of those jumperoo things that I'll chuck him in because he will froth that.
I don't like jumperoos. They're not good for development.
Oh, you don't put him in that long. You put him in for 5 minutes so you can go and do a poo. Do you know what happens?
Are you pooing at the moment, though?
Do you know, oh, man, I don't know what is going on with me. I'm like one way or the other way. But I am so nervous. I've got my ADHD assessment on Wednesday when this comes out, apparently. Yeah. So I'll put something in my stories afterwards. Yeah. But
you'll be fine. You'll smash
it. I'm so stressed. Every time I talk about it, I'm like, or every time I think about it, my tummy just like it turns over in itself. I don't know. I just feel like there's so much prep that goes into this.
Yeah.
I've gone through all my mum dropped off all my school reports. I couldn't believe she'd kept them all. Yeah. There's nearly all of them. Nearly. I think it's just missing like year 12 and maybe grade 4.
Do they give any insight?
Yep. How's this? I took a photo. Oh, my God. I'm going to show you this. So
the school reports these days would not. They're like cut and paste.
No, I know.
But not like back in our day where they used to fucking annihilate you.
So you used to – yeah, true. And in primary school we used to have to write – like do these, right? And so it was like grade 1-2 student self-assessment, right? And it's so funny. It's like, you know, my favourite part of school is this – which mine was looking for mini beasts, like little bugs. Things I want to do better. Maths, I'm not that good. I was 7, right? Oh. Blah, blah. There was another one here. So it says 8th of the 12th, 2000. So I was in grade 3. Two skills I've developed, fractions are part of something.
Your handwriting is like immaculate.
Yeah, because I worked running, so writing. Hard. Just wait, what?
It's like running writing.
Anyway, so I've written that two skills I have developed in English, having better handwriting, because that was something I had to work on to get my pen license. Just got it at the end of that year. I was like the last one in my class because serial killers and people with ADHD have shit handwriting.
And doctors.
And then here. I do best at spelling because I read so much. I was a freak speller at school. My teacher, get this, this is like a fun fact about me. When I was in grade 3, my teacher, I got through all of the spelling levels and she goes, just go to the dictionary and find words with more than 10 letters and those can be your spelling words. So I had dictionary concoction, like grade 3. These were my spelling words. They're the only ones I remember. There was another one that was good and I can't remember. Anyway. I want to do better at art. I have no patience. What the actual fuck? And then I've got
a picture. And then you've got a picture and you've got damn in a speech bubble. No, it says
darn, question mark.
Oh, because like damn.
I know, but it does say darn. And then I'm gluing things back together or something. So weird. Anyway, but yes. Do you want to hear something from my school report?
Yeah, why not?
What year was this? Oh, this was grade 4. Alicia has been an enthusiastic worker throughout the year and has made steady progress in all areas of the curriculum. Alicia has been a delight to teach. Fuck. Thanks, Miss Gehring. So, in maths, I got 2 D's and 2 C's and I was in the smart class. I was doing year 8 maths in year 7 and was not doing very well, apparently.
No.
And there was a whole thing in there.
Why did they put that much pressure on you then?
Because I was in the gifted program. You have to do it. There's a pre... entrance exam that everyone had to do to get into this school and the school that I went to.
Mm.
I don't know if they still do that now, but we had to do that entrance exam and then the best students, like the students who scored the best out of the 400 of us, they got letters to our school and our teachers had to say whether they thought that we would do well in the program and then we got in. Japanese. A+, 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 A+. How crazy. And I said to Michael, I don't even remember taking Japanese. He goes, yeah, good luck that day.
Doko ni ikimasuka?
Watashi wa namae wa Alicia desu. That's about all I got. Anyway, basically one of my maths teachers, his report was pretty damning. And I'm like, oh, well, this makes a lot of sense. But I don't remember it ever being that bad, but it was bad.
Yeah.
The maths was all really bad. But then I looked, the further I got on in high school and the subjects that I really enjoyed, I did really well at.
Mm, of course, yeah.
And then the subjects that I found challenging, just shit.
Yeah.
Real bad. Like music I loved, but I was not very good at it.
Yeah.
Because like music theory I found really hard.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then weirdly I feel all this pressure. Like I said, and I've been saying to Mick, like, I don't know who I am without this. And I don't know, and if I go on medication, I don't know what that looks like. And I'm worried about, like, I know what I'm like when I'm dysregulated and not functioning, but I don't know what I'm like when I am functioning. Or
it's going to be so – but imagine how amazing it might be.
No, but I'm scared. I'm scared that I don't know. And then I'm like, what if I'm a genius?
Jesus.
What if I take medication and I'm like a fucking rocket scientist?
Grandiose delusions. We'll add that to the mix. What if I take medication and it makes me able to channel all of everything and I become the most amazing person, like the most genius person in the
I mean, Golden I don't Valley expect region. To be inducted into Mensa, but I feel like all my life, I feel like this all just makes sense. All my life people have told me how smart I am, told me how much potential I have. But yeah, then
now you're gonna can't harness
fucking
it.
Find shit.
I mean, I love you. Where is my toothbrush today? Stories. It's time to brush my teeth. Where could it be?
It's just a little game we play.
But just imagine if you know that you have something coming
just
up.
Just imagine if I knew where my toothbrush was. That's the kind of life I'm looking forward to.
Look, just put it this way. The medication doesn't last all day. So there's still going to be parts in your day that are going to be chaotic as fuck.
That's disappointing.
But there's going to be a part of your day where you're going to be fucking unstoppable.
That's what worries me. That's what scares me because,
be so
no,
good.
Kelly,
you're gonna, like, get
I've
everything.
Never fully applied myself to anything in my entire life.
You don't have to start now, though. Like, there's no pressure. There's no pressure.
I feel pressure. I feel like, no, because I already have incredible desires, right?
Yeah.
That sounds crazy.
No. We fully understand you mean when you say that because we've seen all your incredible desires.
I have real passion, right?
Yeah.
For a lot of shit.
Yeah, but now maybe you'll just be able to focus it on one.
But is that going to happen?
No.
See, this is the thing. What am I going to do? I don't know how to do anything.
How about you just forget? How about? No, I mean, you can't because this is the problem. But how about you just focus on, like, Wednesday and don't worry about the drugs yet. Don't worry about the tablets.
I might not even
half
get
of them
any.
Are out fucking stock in Australia, nationwide, internationally wide.
Don't tell me that.
So just think. I don't know, to be honest, but I'd like to see you focused in a really calm way. Imagine.
These episodes won't be as exciting.
Nah, we're worn off by the time you get here at fucking 8 p.m. at night. That's for sure. They'll be more chaotic than ever because you'll be like,
coming
fuck
down.
What is happening?
Jesus Christ.
Sorry if I blew your ears off.
I'll be like, I have to take it later today because I'm recording with Kylie later and she will expect me to be focused. This is the thing.
There's no expectation.
I'm a mess
us,
inside. Honestly, I'm like I feel like I'm. The emotion that I feel is like the moment when you want to laugh and cry at the same time.
Oh yeah, I've had a lot of them.
That's
lately.
How I feel.
But I've like can do it both.
Yeah, because your face will be laughing and your ass will be shitting. I didn't say that in my microphone.
I spent Sunday on the toilet. It's like my body just come down and I just had the diarrheas.
I'm so interested in this physical response. Like for an emotional person, your body doesn't cope very well.
Not at all.
Like you're such an empath. And you, I suppose it's probably because you took on so much of Amelia's feelings in those moments too.
Yeah.
As well as your own.
Honestly, it was awful. Don't recommend.
I think you need therapy just for that. And maybe the fact that when you lay on your back with your legs in the air, it makes you want to cry.
It's very it's opening my pelvis, opening my when we left
opening your fanny chakra,
yeah. My fanny chakra, yeah,
pussy chakra.
When we left today, I drive just to work at school. Get in the car, we drive, turn around, get like head down the street, and then bam, full moon right in our face. Amelia's like, holy shit. She didn't say shit. She didn't say it. She said, oh, my God, Mum, can I take a photo? I said, good luck. It looks like shit in the iPhone camera.
Every
She's
camera.
She's like, oh, I have never seen it look that big. And it was like real low on the horizon, like it was just about to set.
Nice.
Oh, it was so beautiful. Anyway. Right, we said 30 minutes. It's been 30 minutes.
Yeah, because you spoke for 20 minutes about your fucking needle situation. It was
actually 16 I looked when I finished. So, anyway, it was important. That was important.
That was important. Actually, that was the thrill of this episode.
Mm.
I've been saying for ages I want to do a segment at the end of our debriefs.
End of debrief segment.
And I'm totally
segment.
Unprepared. End of debrief segment. It sounds like the Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Hey. Actually, before we go, Love is Blind.
Okay. Love is Blind.
Firstly, I started off by saying best fucking season ever.
Best season ever.
And then the ending also, like, two things. Finally, a Love is Blind baby, multiples, and they didn't – and the Lachey's – no, Lachey's.
Nick
Lachey's. The Lachey's. They came in hard this year. They were – Trevor sitting there. I mean, not poor Trevor. Fuck Trevor. But he sat there and they just – they were like not letting
him. Oh, I loved it. He was like, I want to go. They're like, see
They have read every response that said they want Cameron and old mate, what's her name, the other couple that was on. They want them to be the hosts moving forward. And they said they're not taking my – after last year's debacle – Everyone was like they want Cameron.
So I never watched season five. Never. Until now. I'm watching it now.
Oh.
Yeah, but season six I've watched and I watched all of it.
Yeah.
But I don't know about the debacle from season five because I haven't got there yet.
No, it was last year's debacle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, last year.
Oh, we only – yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah. So basically they were just really shit. They were shit. We know they're shit hosts. But this year they were like, we're not going to be shit hosts. We're going to ask them all the hard questions.
Yeah, good.
However, by doing that, meant we didn't get to see anything of the lovey-dovey couple.
Well, yeah, I was also a bit disappointed.
They didn't need it to clarify. They needed to clarify the religious couple. Well, that, but yeah. I don't think they're together.
And then Amy and Johnny.
Amy and Johnny got no airtime because they were like.
Yeah, too happy.
Yeah, and then who was the couple that Kenneth just kind of broke? Kenneth and.
What's her name? Brittany.
Yeah, Britt. Like. No answers best there. Best friends. What a wank. What a wank indeed.
And they did talk about what's going to happen when they start dating other people. Weird. They're going to end up together.
Nah.
Yeah, I reckon they will.
Anyway, good season. Highly recommend.
And you and I disagree about Clay, though, because I actually think that it takes a shitload of maturity. There are a lot of men out there who get married – because it's expected of them.
Yeah, but I don't think they should be together.
I do.
I don't. She deserves better. And like she said, he had the chance. He could have not taken her to the altar and said, he did say the whole way through, I'm not really ready for marriage. Yeah. I don't have any role models that haven't cheated, blah, blah, blah. I'm emotionally
he was very honest.
Immature. I'm trying harder. I'm doing this. But he took her to the altar and made her say, I do. And then he said, nah.
Yeah, you're
right. So he should have done that before.
Yeah.
Like Jimmy did.
Yeah, I agree, actually.
As much as Jimmy is the biggest pussy around.
Biggest pussy. He chose the wrong girl too, but anyway.
He did choose the wrong girl. But yeah. I actually don't think they would have been a good match either now that I see more of Jessica.
In a good way or a bad way?
No, I think she's too good for him. I don't think he's worthy of any of them.
Yeah, you're right,
actually. Go back and fuck your friend again.
That is the most controversial thing that came out of that whole
thing. That was so funny. But she kept saying it over and over again. He's like, I told you that
I could not deal with Chelsea. Although I loved her at the reunion.
Yeah,
she
loved her.
She was great.
And I love her Instagram too. I don't follow her, but every now and again I go on her page and just see how bad she's hitting up. And Travis Kelce. Did you see on New Heights? He spoke about it with his brother. He's like, you have to watch it. And he's like, you got to go to that Chelsea trip. Oh, I'm too clingy. And she's like, can you leave me alone? Also, hi, Taylor. Taylor, tell him to stop.
That is crazy.
She's like, oh, I suppose at least they know who I am.
That's pretty cool, though.
That is pretty cool. I mean, they could take the piss out of me
anytime. Yeah, I did. I rated her. I wanted to hear more from her and Jimmy, though. Like, they spoke about her specifically in the Megan Fox reference and whatever. but I wanted to hear more from him.
Actually, someone.
I think Jess picking that fight with him was a bit of a joke. I thought she was just clinging for airtime too.
100%.
Yeah, and I'm like, why not just bring it up with him off air? Like, why does this need to be a reunion conversation? Like, that was so dumb. Yep. And I mean, it was pretty funny how they're like, he was like, it was 10 minutes. And she's like, it was like 2 hours. And it was like almost 3 hours into their conversation, which is crazy. Also, who the fuck could sit there for 4 hours talking to the same person? Like, I mean, you sometimes, if it's good, it's good. But what if it's not on? What if you're just not feeling it?
Yeah, stop talking. Start fucking. Anyway, Love is Blind. Recommend. Watch it. Right, come on. Let's hear about your end of segment. End of podcast segment. End of debrief segment.
I'm trying something new. I want to start a segment.
Yes.
Right. And the segment is, it's called the comment section, right? And because, you know, sometimes the comment section's better than the original post.
The comment section is my favorite place to go.
They literally, and do you know there are people out there who don't read the comment section?
What?
Someone said that to me the other day, that they never read the comments. I'm like, sometimes I will find myself 20 minutes deep in the comments 100%. Section.
Sometimes when I'm watching, like I've watched the same reel over and over and over and over again because I'm reading the comments.
Yes.
Can you shut that fucking thing up?
Yes, stop that sound. Okay, so this one is literally like a great white shark approaches a free diver or something.
Show me the meme.
It's a video.
She look like injured prey. Oh, yeah.
And it's like, don't splash, it's saying. Like, you need to basically – this is so crazy, right? It's like this person literally turns around and faces this great white shark and then kind of diverts it away with their hand, right?
Just pushes it down like through the middle of its nose.
Super fucking crazy, okay?
Brave.
The comments. These instructions will only work if the sharks watch this video too. This one made me think of you. He'd never find me in my cloud of diarrhea. I just tell the shark I'm ready for a relationship and boom, that shark will disappear in a snap. Someone should tell the seals.
Oh.
I discovered I scream the same way whether I'm about to be devoured by a great white shark or if a piece of seaweed touches my foot. She said, calmly exit the ocean like there's stairs. Like this, like this, stairs and an exit sign and a door leading to a meadow. After grabbing the shark's nose, should I make a honk noise? Tell the shark you don't identify as prey. Someone, I'm writing this from heaven. Do not do this. This is shark-produced propaganda to fool us into not trying to swim away.
Shark-produced propaganda.
Has anyone ever tried angrily swimming back at it, making them feel like they're the prey? How many lives do you get in this game?
How many lives?
Never understood the fear of sharks. How can you not hear the music when they come? Anyway, this is a fun little segment. If you see any good comments out there.
End of debrief segment.
End of debrief segment.
Segment.
If you find any comments worth.
Yeah, tag us.
Yes, just like they do on the radio. Look, your dream of becoming a radio host is finally.
Maybe call in, leave us a voice note, whatever.
Leave us a voice note. Tell us about your comment section. Or not. Just tag us.
Instagram at Two Humorous Nurses Podcast, or share it in the private Facebook group page. I don't actually know if you can share in there. We should check that out. Can people post?
Yeah, people can post, yeah.
We try to post. Do you see I've been posting? Well, hey, did you see my reel I did the other day?
Your reel? Is this the one about your laptop? I was like, this takes balls.
Yeah, my chin was like right there.
I'm like,
honestly, God, it wasn't until I watched it back.
It doesn't get more real than watching Kelly look fucking bored.
Well, I came in here, the house was empty. I thought, I'm going to research this episode. And then I was like, maybe I'll make a reel about how bored I am and how I'm trying to procrastinate. That won't show me procrastinating at all. And then I ate an Easter egg and drank a bit of coffee. And then I was like.
And that literally watching you eat that Easter egg, I was like, man, this takes guts. Because there's all of our followers. And people eat that shit up, though. You could post fucking anything. Mate, people think you ship gold nuggets.
I am not an influencer by, like, any means. Can I tell you, though?
People love your reels. It's real? So funny.
It's got 2,700 views.
Oh, that's really embarrassing.
I will unpin it from the main page now before you kill me. I'll go do that.
Oh, no, leave it. I don't give a fuck.
And then I posted, tried to post it onto TikTok. But
I thought you made it in TikTok.
No. Nah, I deleted it.
Because you hashtagged For You page.
Yeah, but I did that on it. You got to try and bring the peeps in. And then I, yeah, put it on TikTok but deleted the sound because it's Taylor Swift. And I was like, oh, okay. So then I put a sound from TikTok, which was the same Taylor Swift song. I took 20 minutes to line up my with the song, did it, nailed it, downloaded it to my phone, go back 5 minutes later, sound muted because it's not allowed. And I was like, delete. I'm done with this. And then I thought, oh, you know where else I can post it? Facebook. Someone that's got 7 likes on Facebook, it's fine. No problem.
I'm inspired, though. So get this. My brother started an Instagram page, right, because he is a police officer who's got PTSD and he wants to, like, raise awareness and whatever. It's PTSD Insider if you're interested. But he, no joke, is messaging me and he sends me a reel and goes, how do I make these?
Oh.
I'm like, I'm not fucking teaching you how to use Instagram.
Yeah.
He is asking me all these questions, like, about hashtags and stuff. I'm like, man, I'm not even that good at it. No. So don't look at me. Although then I ended up making him an instructional video on how to make a reel. And I'm like, I now know more about making reels than I did before. So I'll have a go.
Well, it's your turn. Go make one. We'll see who gets the best likes.
It'll be you. I swear. People, like, you are the reason people listen to this podcast.
So funny. I was like, do I post this? My chins are all there and I'm chilling with my mouth open at the end. I was like, fuck it. This fucking is real life. This
I was
is
like,
real
oh,
life.
Kelly is just keeping it real. She's like Jenny from the block.
Without the rocks.
I'm real. What you get is what you see. What you trying to do to me.
I don't know if Cam could be a real distraught Ben Affleck. You know how Ben just looks sad these days? That could be Cam. Just following on, standing in the corner with his,
just Cam's
with his Dunkin' Donuts and his cigarettes.
Ben Affleck's fucking hot. I'd do him.
Yeah, Jenny's ruined him though. She needs to leave Ben alone.
Do we need to start a campaign?
Yeah.
Leave Ben alone.
Right, we're going to go record another episode.
Righto, see you, bye.
See ya, bye. Debrief episode.